The Zimbabwe Football Association has no money. The association is broke. If it wasn't for the fact that it is a perpetual existence, it would have long closed as a company because our assets are far outstripped by our liabilities. The association has no way of generating funds on its own. We get money from PSL Games, who give us 1%. It's not the first time that Zimbabweans are hearing that the Football Association has no money. 4 weeks ago, the minister responsible for sport called an endeavor to try and get business people to appreciate the problems of FIFA. Nothing has come yet. And while I'm there, let me deal with the problem where people are saying Zansi raised 500,000. Where is that money? Zansi raised that money for specific projects. It wasn't given to Ziva. Not one cent came to Ziva. And part of that money were pledges which were never honored.
Mr. Sambo, can you come in? What's your take? You have been a football administrator yourself. What is the problem at the moment with soccer?
I would like to disagree with my good friend Dumiso. What we have tended to do is to play the blame game. If you look at the manifesto of the current leadership within FIFA, the things that they promised they would do to attract sponsors, they talked about rebranding, creating a whole new image so that FIFA becomes an acceptable brand as far as the corporate world is concerned, where in actual fact that's where the money is. Now, in terms of their rebranding endeavors, it looks like FIFA has been too preoccupied with this AsiaGate scandal, which we applauded when they said they were going to look into the AsiaGate scandal. But look at the number of years that they have taken in their endeavor to probably clean up the mess, which we agree with. But it looks like in the process they have lost the plot. In the process of trying to get to the bottom of this AsiaGate, there are certain things that could have been done differently, and that matter brought to its conclusive end, so that at least as a group, they would have focused on other issues. But look where we are now. And quite frankly, if you look at the way how FIFA is right now, football in Zimbabwe, we might as well say it's gutsy. We really need somebody who will come forward. I'm not calling on all stakeholders. We have to put our hands together and say, how do we save Zimbabwe in football?
Mr. Gumede, you earlier on told me that there are people congregating actually in Harare right now calling for the disbandment of the FIFA board. What details do you have regarding that?
It will not help soccer. These are disgruntled individuals who are unfortunately serving very selfish interests, who are refusing to accept the fact that when we took over FIFA, we didn't know there was AsiaGate. They can take us out today, but it will not solve Zimbabwe's problem. When we took over football, it was 1 million in the red, and today, as I talk to you, it's more than 3 million in the red. And whoever comes in there, there's not one company which will come and say, we want to pay your debts.
Mr. Sambo, what is the way forward when we look at the state of soccer in the country right now? We've seen that FIFA have disbanded the national team and failed to send two teams for international fixtures.
Quite honestly, when I hear Gumede, I can get emotions, you know, which is exactly our biggest problem that we have now. Football in Zimbabwe is dead. D-A-D, dead. Very soon we will be starting on the World Cup campaign, and I think we're kicking off with an away game against Egypt. What plans do we have?